weeks ago, Trent Baalke said that you were going to be moved more to safety. You're going to see a lot more action at safety. Has that come about, or are you more a cornerback now?
Oh man, I'm a versatile player. You know, being drafted. You know, I was drafted as a DB, so you know, just showing how valuable I am as a player.
Working with the first team at the right corner spot in base, is that just something that's kind of in its experimental stages right now, or is that something a switch that's maybe getting looked at really seriously?
Yeah, you know, it's new coaches in, so they would just want to see like everything I could do. You know, the more you can do, the better off you are. And basically, I'm getting reps everywhere, but I'm working more with the corners, you know, footwork, really to get me right and with pressing and man techniques.
Does it matter to you where you're at?
Nah, as long as I'm on the field, I'm good.
Does that change your vision, just your way of thinking and looking at the field when you're in that right cornerback as opposed to the safety position?
Oh, yes, it changed a lot. You know, it's more communication with safety and nickel, I would want to say, and less thinking with corner.
Mm-hmm. No, go ahead, expand
on. Yeah.
Oh, just really, you know, you listen for the calls. You know, it's like a few calls the cornerbacks have to call, but it's really a lot of running. A lot of running and just technique. You know, when you get tired, you know, you can't lose technique.
So it's more instinct.
Yeah, more instinct. Instinct player.
What did last season do for you just in terms of boosting your confidence? Not that it was lacking or anything, but just to show that you were able to play at an elite level.
Just being able to play like elite wide receivers and actually being successful in some of those games really build confidence up, you know. Coming off my rookie year, being hurt and all that, you know, you kind of lose confidence. But, you know, I worked real hard, stayed in the film room and tried to build that back up.
Have you played outside on an island before? Did you do it in college at all?
Like 3 games. just some instinct player, so I end up getting moved to safety because they wanted me to roam around the field. But, you know, I was still playing nickel, so basically I can do all 3.
When you play that nickel position, like you were saying, there is so much thinking involved, and you have to be almost more like a linebacker, too. So do you want to just make sure you get those regular reps in that, too, so you don't lose that focus as well?
Yeah, that's what I was doing today. At first, like before mini camp, I was running safety and I was running nickel. Now they switched me and I'm running corner and I'm running nickel. So probably next week I might be running safety and I might be running nickel. So it's just really, I just feel like the coach is doing a really good job. Whatever position I'm going to play during training camp during the game time, I think they're really doing a good job of giving me those reps now.
Maybe just adding depth to the roster as well.
Exactly.
Have you ever played
on
the defensive line?
Actually, I did when I first started playing ball in Park League. That was my first position, defense line. That's funny.
I thought I remember that.
Were you healthy during the combine before your rookie year?
That's actually when I found out that my foot was fractured.
So you never ran a 40 or anything like that?
Not until my pro day. Yeah.
We were going to run a 40 today. What time were you running?
Hopefully 4.4 again. Hopefully faster. I don't know. Because I end up gaining weight around that. I want to say pro day, I put on like 6-7 pounds. And coming out of Exos, I was like running like a 4.4 flat. So it's no telling.
You have the speed to be an outside cornerback if need be.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm asking.
Oh, yes.
To run with a Torrey Smith or something like that.
Oh, yes, I can run it. Quinn Patton, Torrey Smith, a lot of guys in the slot. It's just quick and fast guy. Yeah. Tavon Austin, he's no slouch. You know? He's one of the best, I would want to say.
So whether you're at safety, in the slot, outside a corner, you're going to stay with the same body composition, same weight, that kind of thing?
Yes, I would probably say. I'll probably end up putting like 5 pounds on, but only if I feel comfortable at it. If I don't, I will lose it and probably go back to around 192, 193.
What strikes you just about what Chip Kelly has installed in this defense during this offseason?
You know, basically just how fast-paced and just how we don't have any breaks. Like, you know, the previous coaches, you know, say we was going fast and all that, but now we're actually going fast, you know, special teams, everything fast. So I really like it because when it comes time for game, time for a game, I just feel like we're going to be so rested and everything's going to move slow.
Nickel plays is on the field 65% of the time. Is this moving around and playing all these different positions an opportunity for you to be one of those guys that plays 100% of the snaps?
Exactly. I think that's exactly why I'm doing it, just to get me more reps, more more reps on the field and different type of packages that we may run.